Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum.
Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
We're learning Be'ezet Hashem, Meseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem. Most of Daf Kuf Mem Amar Aleph discusses Zaitiga Inyanim, not having to do with Shiluach HaKein, but some Inyanim that have a lot of Geshmak arrayed in the Sifrei HaAchreinim. Let's begin with a line in the Gemara, about 9 or 10 lines from the top of Kuf Mem Amar Aleph, Dar Ala Meimei Inyanai, Vinyanai Deshchut Eksiv. The Gemara is talking about the psukim that are written in the parashah of the Eifes Temeim and Eifes Tahirim, Kol Sipur Tahira Techelu, V'ze Asher Lo Yiseichlu, Mehem. And when we dig some additional Isser, the Gemara says it's coming to teach us an Isser Lo Yisasa and an Asay on the Shchutas Metzera. When a Tzera comes to become Tahar, he takes shtei tziparim, one that he's mishalayach, that one doesn't have any serum on it, and one that he shechts. The tzipar that the mitzvah shechts does not become mutter, in fact it's aser bahana, and there's an iser achila that's learned from these psukim, alayis asa and an asay, both going on the shchutas mitzvah. Ferekti gemara kasha, how do you know it's going on the shchutas mitzvah? It's coming to teach us an additional iser for some other kind of a bird. Maybe it means a bird that's a treifa. And the treifa avadi we already know from a different pasuk that it's aser, but maybe these psukim are coming to teach us an additional aser on the treifa. And to that, the Gemara answers, "Davar lami meinyanai, uvinyanai deshchut eksiv." And Zakt Rashi, since the pshutei shel mikra is talking about eating a kosher bird, and obviously that means alidei shchita. So from a daik, from here, that something else is aser, it means something else is aser, even though it had a kosher shchita. So what's that? That's the shchuta de mitzera. And l'chayur, the pashut pshat in the Gemara is a gavaldi kapella. What do you mean that's the Shchuta de Metzera as opposed to Treifa? L'chayrit Treifa fits that description just as well. Treifa also, it has a Kashra Shchita, just as it has a Zaitige Isser. The pashtus of Treifa would be just like, let's say, Chela V'dam. You shecht an animal, the Shchita is a perfectly good Shchita, but you're not allowed to eat the Chela, you're not allowed to eat the Dam, because there's a Zaitige Isser. The Torah says those things you're not allowed to eat, even though there's a Shchita. So the pashtus, Treifa is the same thing. You shecht the animal, the shechita is a good shechita, but the animal was a treifa, so you're not allowed to eat this animal, even though the shechita was a good shechita. Exactly the same as the shechuta de mitzera. The shechita is a good shechita, but it happens to be asa b'hanah, because it was used for the taras mitzera. So why is the treifa any less me'inyona dekra than the shechuta de mitzera? So in the Sefer Mincha Shalema, he's Ma'irer. Sefer Mincha Shleim is a sefer by Rav Mordechai Linzer from Yishalayim, which goes through Meseches Chulin, Al Seder Hadaf, Chidushim Ubi'urim, Al Seder Hadaf, a lot of Lamda Shared on all the Inyanim and on every daf in Meseches Chulin. And here, on this daf, in the Sefer Mincha Shleim, he's Ma'irer that L'chayr, this kasha on the Gemara, is a diuk that supports the raid from many, many achreinim. Lamash will start with Reb Chaim Oizer. In Chelik Beis V'Achiezer, Simen Zayin, Oiz Zayin, Reb Chaim Oizer says the Yisoid, that the Isser Treifa is not Zaitig to the Shechita, like Lamash will Chela V'Dam. That the Shechita is a perfectly good Shechita, but there's some other reason why you can't eat this meat. The Taich of the Isser Treifa is that Shechita fails to be matir, a behemoth that's a treifa. And so it blives, we'll call it a semi-nevela, or almost a nevela, not quite in Gansen a nevela, but not quite in Gansen ois nevela either. It's a chasarin in the koyach of the Shechita to be matiret. That's the lumdus of the Isser treifa. The raya that he brings, the ikar raya, is that which the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Dalid, that we learn from a pasuk that the shechita of a treifa is metaher midei nevela. Lamaisa, a treifa after it's geshachtin is not metame nevela. It's not considered nevela. It's not metame. But we need a pasuk for it. Zakti b'chayim Lamaisa, why should we need a pasuk for it? If it's stam zaitig yisra, it has nothing to do with nevela, so why would we think that it's metame? Nevela is metame. Here I shechted this behema, so about this not metame. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asfin de Eraisa, Klal Tez Zayin, he has a lot of the same rate, he clears the exact same chakira, and when he brings this right, he's Moisef Aknech, he's Messiah to a Tosvis in Zvachim Daf Samach Tes, where Tosvis speaks out that there would never be a Havamina, you would never need a Pasuk, when it comes to Isurei Hana, to teach me that the Shechita, that after the Shechita, it's not Metame Mishum Nevela. Since the Shechita is a perfectly good Shechita, and the Isur is a Zaitik Isur, so of course it's not Nevela, so of course it's not Metame. The Teisa over there doesn't mention Trefa, but the Teisa says that on Isurei Hana, which are a good example of a Zaitik Isur, you would never need a Pasuk to teach me that it's not Tame Mishum Nevela. So Zakta Reveis Vangel, and from Chaim Weizer, but over here by Trefa, we do need a Pasuk to tell me that it's not Metame Mishum Nevela. So from here, there's a raya that over here, we don't consider the Isser entirely zaitik to the Shechita. The Isser is a chasaron in the Shechita. The Shechita of a Trefa is not a perfectly good Shechita. It's not good enough to be matir the Isser Nevela. And Memela Salkadait Techamina, that it's also not good enough to be Maitzi Midei the Tumas Nevela, Kamashmal on the Pasuk, Tamalaymer, the Pasuk of Vachiyam Musman Abayimah. That's the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes on Dafayin Dalet. We learn from there that Taka does take off the Tumah. But if I needed a Pasuk, if I had a Havamina that it wouldn't take off the Tumah, that's a Raya that it's a Chasaron in the Shechita. Lemaisa, after this Raya, Shreb Chaim Weizer and Yerisef Engel both bring, one could still say, okay, there's a Raya that I'll call upon him that'd be a Havamina, that it's a Chasaron in the Shechita. Meaning, see that side, before the Pasuk of Kiyomis Ben HaBehema, we would have thought that the Shechita V'Trefa doesn't take off the Tumas Nevela, so then Avada, that would mean that it's a Chesaron in the Shechita. But one could still clear. After it says, we learn from the Pasuk that it does take off the Tumah. So then Yishlachker is the Pshat that it's still going with the Lamdas of Chaim Weizer and Rav Yosef Engel when we're dying from the Havamina. Just it's saying that even though there's a Chesaron in the Shechita, but still the Shechita is good enough to take off the Tumah, it's just not good enough to take off the Isser. Or, one could have said, for character, no, this is all just a Havamina. And we learn from the Pasuk that it's not like that, that the whole Lamdas is not right, that the Isser Trefa is talking not Mitam Nevela, it's not a Chesaron in the Shechita at all. Rav Chaim Brisker is Moisef Araya that comes after the Pasuk. This is brought down, the Brisker Rav brings it down in the Mechtavim in the back of the Sefer of the Brisker Rav, in the fifth Mechtav over there. He writes that his father, Rav Chaim, had a Raya to this Yisoid of the Achronim, that the Isser Trefa is considered a Chasaron in the Koyach of the Shechita to be Matir, from a Rambam. In Perek Beis Halacha Yud of Hilchas Shar Avos HaTumah. The Rambam over there writes a Chiddush. The Rambam is talking about the Halacha that the Shechita of a Goyi is not a good Shechita. The Shechita of a Goyi is an Avela. And Zok the Rambam. And after a Goyi shechts an animal, the animal is Tame. It's Metame B'masa. But V'kariv Be'inai, Zok the Rambam. The Rambam writes Misvara. That after the Shechita, it's Metame Mishum Nevela. That din is only a din d'rabbanon. It's only a metame midrabbanon. Midairaisa, the shechita would take off the tumah also. Incidentally, there's a ravid over there. Very interesting. The ravid writes on the words of the Rambam, v'kar v'ina, meaning the Rambam was saying it misvara. The ravid writes that this is the worst svara that is found in the entire Sefer Mishneh Torah of the Rambam. That's the ravid's hasaga on the Rambam. But upon the Rambam writes misvara, that this, which the shechita of a goy, is still considered an nevela l'inyan tumah, is only midrabbanon, meaning but midairaisa, the shechita of a goy would take off the tumas nevela. And then zok the Rambam, and if you'll ask me, where do I ever find such a thing that it doesn't take off the iser, but it takes off the tumah? So zok the Rambam, hare ha-trefa, asura utahira. You see this by trefa. That even though it doesn't take off the Isser, but it still took off the Tumah. Zogt Reb Chaim, L'chayr the Rambam is a Pella. By the Shechita of a Goy, Avada is a Chesaron in the Shechita. That which you're not allowed to eat it is because the Shechita is not a good Shechita. By Trefa, if you don't say like this raid from the Achreinim, the Pashtus, you'd say that by Trefa, the Shechita is a perfectly good Shechita. That's why it takes off the Tumas Nevela. But there's a different Isser, a Zaitika Isser. If this is the Zaitiga Isser, not Mishum Trefa, so of course it takes off the Tumas Nevela. I'm sorry, if it's not Mishum Nevela, of course it takes off the Tumas Nevela. Why would that be a Makar that elsewhere you could have a Pasul of Shechita that still takes off the Tumas Nevela? From the fact that the Rambam is using this as a Makar halacha lamaisa, to be mechadesh that the shechita of a goy, which is a possible shechita, could still take off the tumas avela, that means the Rambam holds lamaisa, not just in a havamina, but lamaisa, that the shechita of a treifa is a possible shechita. So we have Reb Chaim, we have Reb Chaim Oizer, we have Yosef Engel, also find this svara in the Avi Ezri of Shach in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, is also in Siman Dalet of Imri Moshe, discusses this Chakira, this Tzad. Now all these Achreinim want to say that the Isser Treifa is not a new Isser, a chutz from the whole parsha of Nevela and Shechita. That's all fine, you did a good Shechita, it's not a Nevela, but there's a different Isser, a Zaitik Isser called Treifa. No. The Pshat is that if an animal is a Treifa, the shechita doesn't have a complete kayach on such an animal to be matir. And so what you're left with, the Torah makes a new shame, it calls it a treifa, but it's really along the lines of nevela, it's a mixas of an issa nevela, what you have is an incomplete kayach in the shechita to be matir. So Zakt of Mordechai Linzen, Sefer Mincha Shleima, that l'chayre is mizbar very nicely from our Shaka Vitaria. If the Gemara says that if since the Me'inyon and Dekra is talking about a Shchuta, and it's telling us that something else which is called Shchuta, but it's still Aser, so that could go on the Shchuta to Metzayer. But it can't go on a Treifa. Meaning what? Because a Treifa isn't a Shchuta which is still Aser. A Treifa is Aser because it's Nishvan Gansen a Shchuta. That's like this rate from the Echreinim, that the Chesaron and the Isser Treifa is because of a Chesaron and the Shchuta. Let's go on now to another important inyan on this Amud. There's a lot of read in the Mefarshim on many aspects of the Tesis de Bermaskal Mu'uti Tzipari Iyoni Dachas. Let's take a look at the last three lines of this Tesis, where Tesis clears the Shaila, V'tzarech Iyon, Tesis writes, Behemas Iyoni Dachas im Arva Vehektisha Vehkriva im Hu Karbon Kasher Kivon de la Sreifa Kaima. Tesis clears the Shaila whether it's Shaykh to make a Karbon out of a Behemas Iyoni Dachas. Tosfos says, if he went ahead and he was makdashit, the Chassam Sofer and many others ask Akasha, what do you mean he was makdashit? All the shalal of an Iyon Yachas is Asur B'hana. Does a person have bailus to be makdash Isuri Hana? So the Chassam Sofer wants to say that this Tosfos is shayach to the Yeduatik of Machlekes Rishayin that we find many Makaris about, whether or not there's bailus on Isuri Hana. There's a Ritva in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey that brings down a Ravid who says that there's no bailus on Isuri Hana, and the Ravid over there argues and says that no, it's still his le'inyan, that no one's allowed to take it away from him, even though he's not allowed to use it. There's a Ran in the Darim on Daf Mem Zayin, who says, regarding the Mishnah of Kamadav Kofches, which talks about a person's Yershim, the status that the din that the Yershim have on something that a person asserted on himself, Bekainim, the Ran says we see from here that the Bailus is not Paka from Yisuri Hana, but the Rashbam Bavukama and Daf Kufches explained that Mishnah differently, seemingly holding that there's Taka no Bailus on Yisuri Hana. There's a Ritva in Kedushin Daf Nun Vav that says that the reason why Hamakadosh Yisuri Hana Inim Kudesh is Tais over there asks all sorts of kashas. Doesn't it still have a Shavius if Shalika Derech Hana Asay and other such kashas? And the Ritva says that Taita seems to be assuming that Be'etzim is bailus, but really the reason why the Ish is not Mekadeshes is because there's no bailus on Isuri Hana. So in these three places, among many others, we find the Machlekes Rishayin whether or not there's bailus on Isuri Hana. So the Chassam Sofer wanted to say that this Taita is a Shaykh to that discussion. He brings down that there's a Magen Avraham and some Tuf Reish Mem Tes, who's Poshet, who's Machria, that the Iker is that there is a bailus on Isuri Hana. And he says, and that's Taka the Pshan on this Taita is also. The reason why he's able to be makdashit is because there's bailus on Isuri Hana. Aber l'chayr the Chassam Sofer is a pella, because as the Kseis HaChayshim points out in Siman Tav Vav, whether you hold there is bailus on Isuri Hana, so the Kseis brings some Rishonim that hold there is, or whether you hold that there's no bailus on Isuri Hana, and the Kseis brings some Makaris and Rishonim that there isn't. But either way, kuli amali pligi that one can't be makdash Isuri Hana, because that's in Befur Shigamarim Bavakama, Daf Mem Hei, where it says that Asher Haniskal Achar Shenigmar Dinoi Hikdishay Einei Muktish. Why? Because it's Asur B'Hana. So if you hold there's no Bailus on Isuri Hana, we understand that Gemara well. If you hold there is Bailus on Isuri Hana, then there's Taka Kasha. So the Ksei says, Shekel Teir, the reason why you can't be Makdish, even if there's Bailus, is because, like we find Rabbi Yehichan and says in Mavakamad Avasamach Tes, that there's two parts to the Bailus, Shaloi And Bereshusay, Rabbi Yechanan talks about a ganav and an igzal, the gazlan and the nigzal. Shnei menichem l'kedisha zel fishenei shalav zel fishenei bereshusay. So zaktek says the chayshin. Even those rishenim that hold that there is bailus on Isuria and not, but they'll be moided that there's no bereshusay on Isuria and not, and that's what's ma'akev that you're not able to be makdishit. But al kol panim, whatever you hold about bailus on Isuria and not, it's clear from the Gemara of Bakama Daf Mem Hey that one cannot be makdish Isuria and not. So for the Chassam Sofer to say that Pshat and our taste is that he's going like those we show him that hold of this Bailus and Isuria and Noah, and that's why taste is holds that you're able to be Makdish, the Behemas Yeranidachas, is Lechere very Shver. And it's Hajj Kush Lodukhte. How Taka could taste say that you're Makdish, the Behemas Yeranidachas, Ayim Babakama Daf Memhei, like we mentioned, it's Mavur, that for one reason or the other, you cannot be Makdish Behemas Isuria and Noah, any Isuria and Noah. So the Menches Chinuch in some Simon Tuf Samach Dalid, Ois Membez, Tuf Samach Dalid is the mitzvah of Irani Dachas. It's a very long Menches Chinuch. He has many discussions, and an Ois Membez, the way it's broken down in the Machon Yushalayim Menches Chinuch, he asks this kasha on our Tesis. What does Tesis mean? Avrav Hikdisha. What do you mean Hikdisha? You can't be Makdish Yisurihana. And he has an Eitza to be Mitaritz, putting together this Ksis that we mentioned in Simon Tuf Vav, that there may be bailus on Yisurayna, just it's a chasaron that's in a reshusai, together with another ksei zachayshin in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin Sifkat and Beis. The ksei zachayshin wants to say that when you have something that's shaloi ve'ini reshusai, now gradually the ksei over there is not talking about Yisurayna, he's talking about in the sugi of shibudim. If you hold balchavim afreya who gave us, you could have bailus without reshusai shaloi ve'ini reshusai. And the ksei over there wants to say that even though we know that shaloi ve'ini reshusai, Rabbi Yechanan said in Babakamad Avsamach Teshneim and Yechim Lagdishai, but that's only to be makdish kedushas damim. But kedushas haguf zak tekseis, you're able to be makdish just with a shaloi, even if it's ainu bereshusai. You don't need bereshusai to be makdish kedushas haguf. You need bereshusai to be makdish kedushas domim, but kedushas haguf kot shem mizbeach. It's enough to have shaloi, even without a bereshusai. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Mem Hey, where it said that you can't be makdish the shara niskal. A shara niskal is anyway possible carbon because he's an ageach. So what kind of a hektish are we talking about when we say over there kedusha ini muktish? It means over there if he's makdish lebedek abayis kochei kedushas damim. So that tak you can't be makdish because it's ini bereshusai. But our toisvis is assuming that isuriana are shaloi just their ini bereshusai. So here we're talking about being makdish for a carbon kemavur in the words of toisvis imavu hektishet vehekriva imu carbon kosher. Toisvis is talking about being makdish as a carbon kedushas mizbeach. You kitaka be makdish as long as we say, like the Chassam Sofer said, that toisvis is going like those who shenim that hold that there is violence on isuriana. Then we can understand how he's able to be makdishit, even though we found in Bava Kama Daf Mem Hey that you can't be makdish any Suriana. That's only over there where we're talking about being makdish kedushas vedek abayas, kedushas damim, but kedushas haguf luchud, it's shayach to be makdish with the Suriana if you know one that there's shaloi ve'inu b'shusay. Now in the Dvar of Ram, in Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Beis, Ois Gimel, he's ma'ayr, that the Mechat Chinuch Shukhtaira, it's very nice, based on this Ksais in Sim Kuf Yud Zayin, who said he is said to be Mechalik between Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Taguf. The problem is that Ksais Achoshin over there is going on a Machalikis Rashi and Taisis. On the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem, where it says that Hektish Chametz Veshichr Mafkin Midei Shibur, Rashi says that the Hektish that is talking about over there is Dafke Kedushas Taguf, but not Kedushas Damim. Tosis over there argues the Ksesa Shtekulter was a Liba de Rashi who holds that there's a Yesedis Tekachelik between Kedushas Taguf versus Kedushas Damim. But according to Tosis, who argues with Rashi and holds that Kedushas Taguf and Kedushas Damim are similar, according to Tosis, the Ksesa would never say that Kedushas Taguf you could be Makdish even with the Shaloi Ve'inim Rishusay. So Mele Zokta Dra Avram, you're being Riyashi, Tosis over here, based on the Shitas Rashi over there, but Tosis over there argues with that. So the Dvar Avram is not Nicha with the Mechas Chinuch's shot over here. I'll just be Ma'irer, a Ma'ir Makom, in Rav Jimitrovsky's notes on the Ksais and Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, he's mitzayin to a toisus in kedushin daf samach gimel. Samach gimel amen aleph, the bottom of the amen, de bramaschal yodayim. Take a look at the toisus over there. And Rav Zimtrovsky writes that there's a bir hagra who's medayik from that toisus, the same seed that the ksavs over there is saying in Simukuf yodayin, that kedushas haguf one can be makdish with a shaloi even if it's ainu birshu. So again, it's not over there, it's not talking about a case of Yisuri Hanoah, and it's also not talking about a case of Shibudim. It's a case over there of Davar Shaloi Bala Olam, but the Goyin is Medama that to a Shaloi Ve'ini Rishusay. So he holds, he says that Tesis would hold that one can be Maktish something that's Shaloi even if it's Ainu Rishusay. And Rav Zimtrovsky brings in that the Chazoin Ish dings zich on that Gera and holds that it's not Mukach from that Tesis. But Al Kapanim, according to some, the way the Goyin Al Kapanim wants to learn Tosfos, there is a Tosfos then that says the same vert as the Kseis and Kufi Zayin. So Hagam, that the Kseis himself was only saying, I'll leave it to Rashi and not leave it to Tosfos. But if there's a difference, so the Dvar Avraham wanted kind of that you shouldn't be able to use it then to be Miyashi of our Tosfos. But if there is another Tosfos out there that does hold of this Yisrael, then already it's more Nicha to use it to be Miyashi of our Tosfos. So that could be a possible Tshuva to the Taina of the Dvar Avraham. I'll call upon him. Another Eitzah to the Kasha that the Chassam Sofer and the Mechas Chinuch wanted to ask. They were both bothered. How could Tosfos talk about being Makdish? The Behemas Irini Dachas of Sasabah. No, you can't be Makdish it. The Chazayin Ish, in the Siman that goes through Mesechus Chul and Al-Seder Adav, so all the way to the very end, he says that he has a Yisoid. He says the Ikar Raya wouldn't be from our Sugi, but the Ikar Raya is from the Sugi Menachas Avav, which is related to our Sugi. Tosfos earlier in this Tosfos referred to the Gemara in Menachas Avav, where it talks about using Erla or Kilei HaKerem for Nesachim in a Karban. And the Gemara says that you can't do it because we learn from Mimashke Yisrael that all the parts of the Karban have to be kosher, have to be things that are mutter for Yisrael to eat. In fact, the Chazon Ish, that, well, what do you mean you want to use Erla and Kilei HaKerem as Nesachim on the for a Karban? How are you makdish it? They're Asur Bahana, you can't be makdish it. You can't pour chulin onto the Mizbeach. Zok the Chazon Ish, there's a musug that a cliché race could be makdish something even without any prior hakdasha of the Bailim. If you take something that's in Gantan Chulin, but you put it into a cliché race, the cliché race is makdishet kedushas aguf. Avat the kedushas dam, you can never have such a thing, but for kedushas aguf, you could have it. So it's along the lines of what the Mechas Chinuch wanted to say to me, mechalik between the kedushas aguf and the kedushas damim, but not like the Mechas Chinuch wanted to say, because for kedushas haguf, kachem mizbeach, it requires a lower level of bailus and memela the kesholei and mishuza would be sufficient. The Chazon Ish is saying that you don't need the Bailim to be Makdish it altogether. It doesn't require any Bailis because you don't need the Bailim to be Makdish it. The Hekdish is Chal automatically by being in the Klisharis. And Meil Zok the Chazon Ish, if it's true, Lagabe, the Arla and the Kilei Kerem that you want to use for the Nesachim, that by being in the Klisharis, the Shem carbon could be Chal, so too by an animal, the Sakin is also a Klisharis. So by Shechting it, the second itself could be makdishit, and that would be the pshat in our Taisu. When Taisu talks about him, avra v'hekdisha, he means not with the bailim shafing a chalais hekdish on it, but with the second itself, ayidei the shechita, making a chalais hekdish on it. I want to bring in now another discussion that the Mefarshim have on the same shekel Taisus. Taisus writes v'tzarech iyun whether this behemas iyun idachas could be made into a kosher carbon or not. So what's the nekudas ha-safek? So achutz from the shayla about how to be makdishit. But Taisus is saying, assuming it could be makdishit, there's some safek, there's some tzarech in about whether it could be a kosher carbon or not. What's the nekudas ha-safek? The Maharsha learns that Taisus is clearing about ksusi mechta shiurei. Since it's oimel l'sreifa, so maybe there's a din of ksusi mechta shiurei which should pasal its hakrava. Pashtus, it means because it would pasal the shchita. The shchita can't be considered a kosher shchita since it's considered as if it's already broken up. Rabbi Kveger, in his Chidushim here, as well as in the Tshuvas and Kufsamachay, Rabbi Kveger is Ma'imer, that there seems to be a raya from a Gemara Sanhedrin that we don't say Ksusim Mechta Shiurei to Pasal a Karba, to Pasal a Shchita. The Gemara over there in Sanhedrin Daf Kufyud Beis is talking about the halacha of an Ir Nidachas. Now the Torah says that the behemos of an Ir Nidachas have to be killed lefi charev ve'es behemta lefi charev. So the Gemara calls a shayla by Rav Chista behemas Ir Nidachas. Mahu de tishani shchita letahara midei nevela. Is a shchita on a behemas Ir Nidachas a kashra shchita or not? Now for Shleitzach it's not going to be matrit b'achila because the behemos is already asa b'achila, it's asa b'hanah. But, as we've mentioned, the Shechita makes an afkaminal inyan that it's metami de nevela, it won't be metami beveis habliya. Will the Shechita of a behemas yon edachas be a Shechita ksheira le'inyan latar mide nevela? Why not? What's the tzad not? The Gemara says, lefi charev amar achmana, leishna mishchat shachta, leishnat miktal katla. The Gemara is the tzad that since the Torah says that you should take a sword and kill it, so any kind of a killing that you do of the behemo with a sword, with a knife, is considered just killing, because the Torah defined it as killing it lefi charev. So even if the knife that you use, the sword that you use, is a kashra shchita knife, and the place where you kill it is across the simanim, but seif kol seif, that blives just a killing, and it's not considered a shchita. Or maybe not, and the Gemara says teku. Dr. Bikiveger, if there was a din of ksusim mechtashira, the animal is considered like it's all broken to pieces, so then, if that passels a shchita, so then what's the Gemara's side? That maybe the shchita should be kosher, or maybe not because of lefi charev. Dal me hacha the din of lefi charev. If ksusim mechtashira passels the shchita, so it should automatically be a shchita psula. Elamai zekter bikiveger, I see from that Gemara that we don't say ksusim mechtashira to passel a shchita. And why takanat? Because Dr. Rikiveger, Ksusim Mechtashiri only passels on those mitzvahs that require a shear, a specific shear. Like a lulav, needs to be four tvachim tall, so if it has a requirement, if it has a din that's tone sreifa, so Ksusim Mechtashiri, you no longer have a four tvachim height in your lulav. But Shchita, hagam that there's a shear in the sense that you have to cut the simanim, two simanim for a behema, one siman for a oif, but there's no shear in those simanim, there's no shear in the ivi of those simanim, there's no din that says that you have to cut through a tefach or cut through an etzpa or any kind of a shear like that. Therefore, Zekir Rikiveger, it doesn't pass a din of ksusim mechtashiri, right? Kidem muchach from that Gemara Sanhedrin, and Mamela, that can't be the pshat in Taisus's klar over here. So what's talk of pshat in Taisus's shayla? So Rikiveger has a pshat ayin sham. But the Dvar Avram in the tshuva that I mentioned before in Chelik Beis, Yud Beis Gimel. The Dvar Avram says he wants to learn a pshat. Let me be mocked him by going over a bit of what was going on in the Shaka V'Tayra of the Gemara. We jumped straight into the Taisus. But what was the Gemara all about? There's a pasuk in the Taira in the Parsha of the Metzera. When it's talking about the Taharas HaMetzera, it says, V'lakach lamitaher shtei tziparim chayos tehoyreis. Now, our Gemara had started by saying that the word tzipar implies tahar, not tame. Memela frekti Gemara, the word tehoyreis over here is extra. So the Gemara says it's coming to exclude something. It's coming to teach me that something is not suitable for the tziporei metzora. Now what's that something? It can't be a treifa. It can't be anything that has an obvious iser, because there's a hekesh, which is called the Tanah Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, which tells me that anything that's possible for a karbon is also possible for tziporei metzora. So therefore, the pasuk can't be coming to teach me treifa. Treifa would already be excluded from the hekesh of Tanah Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Omer, Nachem Bar Yitzchak is coming to exclude the tziporei ir hanidachas. That you can't take a bird that comes from the ir hanidachas and use it for the taharas hametzera. So Taisus was bothered in Taisus, our Taisus, the Ramaskal Muti tziporei ir hanidachas, the beginning of the Taisus. Frag Taisus, but don't the tziporei ir hanidachas have a psul of Imashke Yisrael, so they wouldn't be suitable for a carbon, and so then you have the same problem the Gemara had with the treifa. If it's not good for a carbon, then it's pasha that it's not good for the tara samatzera. Why do I wouldn't need an extra pasuk for that? So Taisus says al kerchach mamashke Yisrael wouldn't exclude this because it had a shata kaisha. But al kapanim, that's mavur already from the beginning of Taisus, that whatever the Gemara is saying over here, when Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes along and says that the pasuk is coming to exclude the tziporei ir nidachas, al kerch the tziporei nidachas wouldn't be possible for a carbon. Then at the end of the Taisus declares a shaila tzerich iyun whether or not they'd be possible for a carbon. So Zokta Dvar Avram, I don't understand. L'chaira, if they would be possible for a carbon, then that would also possible them for the Taras HaMetzera because of the Tanah Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, and then it'll be no better than the previous two kemta with the treifa. So how could Taisus be clearing a shaila that maybe a behemoth and a nidachas would be possible for a carbon? So Vayis Dvar Avram,
that Tezis is clearing some kind of a shayla that would passel it for a korban, even though it wouldn't passel it for the Taras and Metzera, even though there's a hekesh between the two. So that's the pshat that we have to try to figure out when we try to answer what the Marsha was looking for. What's the Nekudas HaSafik in Tezis? As Varavram says, it has to be something that would only be shayach to passeling a behemmas irani dachas to be brought as a korban, but it wouldn't passel the tzipari irani dachas to be used for the Taras and Metzera, even though there's a hekesh attendant of Yishmael that compares the two. So what could you say? So here's where the Dvar Avram brings in the Mechas Chinuch that we were saying over before about the whole problem the Achrayim have. How could you be makdish this? The Dvar Avram says the Tezis over here was really dawning on a Chakira. We know there's a halacha that when you bring a korban, you have to have bialis to bring the korban. But what's the sibul why you have to have bialis? Is it a din in a korban that in order for a korban to be kosher, when one is a makriv a korban, it's only kosher if it belongs to him? You need bialis for the kashrus of the korban. It's a din midini ha-korban, or is it just a hechatimsa? You can't bring a korban until you makdish it. You can't be makdish it if it's not yours. So you need the bialis just to be makdish it. But for the etzem kashrus of the korban, you wouldn't need bialis. What's an afkamina? Lamaisi, you can never bring a korban without being makdashit. So if you can't be makdashit something that's not yours, so what does it help that it's not a din in the korban? So the Dvar Avram, because if it's not a din in the korban, then it won't go into the hekesh of Tanit Be'er Yishmael. If we learn now, the machshik and machaper, whatever passels in a korban, whatever passels in the machaper, also passels in the machshir, but that's only if it's a real passel in the korban. But if it's just a problem with the hechatimsa. Lemaisi, you can never have a korban that you don't own because you can't be makdish it. But when it comes to the tzipari mitzera, which aren't hektish, you don't need to be makdish it. So then, we wouldn't have a problem with not having bailas. So Zok Tadivar Avram, that's Tosis is clear. That here it's muchach in the Gemara, that al kapanim, without the pasuk of shtei tzipari mechayis tahirus, we would have said that tzipari irani dachas v'sharas tzurim b'hanna are kosher for the Taras and Mitzvah, for the Tzipari and Mitzvah. So you see, Tzipari and Mitzvah don't need bailus. So Tzarechi and Tzitzit says, like, Clara Shaila, is that a raya that so too karbonis don't need bailus? And the only reason why ordinarily you need bailus for karbon is only to be makdashit, but Mela, that doesn't pass by Tzipari and Mitzvah, and that's why for the Tzipari and Mitzvah it would have been good. Or is it Taka Yesedin in the karbon, and then from the fact that it would have been good for Tzipari Mitzera, it's a raya that the level of bialis that you have by Yisuri Hano is sufficient to satisfy that requirement for bialis in the carbon. Al Kapanim, the Dion, the Clarentisis, is totally on whether the din bialis on a carbon is a din in the kashrus of the carbon or it's only a din in the hakdasha of the carbon.
Now there's another Indian that I want to talk about on this same Gemara and then get to this Tesis also. I'll be makasher it to the previous discussion, in that Lemaisa, the Dvar Avram, is still not satisfied with the Pshat and Tosfos is Safek. Because even though he said a Pshat, it was based on this Mechas Chinuch, and like I said before, the Dvar Avram was not sufridin with the whole Mechas Chinuch, because it was based on a Rashi, and Gittin Daf Mem, Tosfos over there seems to argue. So he wants to say yet another Pshat in the Safek of Tosfos. Now let's go into this other discussion on the Gemara, and then we'll see how the Dvar Avram uses that, we'll see at the end, how he uses that to explain the Safek of Tosfos. Well, on the Gemara itself, there's a Gavaldig Akasha. Because we said over before that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, clears a Shaila about the Shechita of a Behema in the Irani Dachas, whether the Shechita is a Kasha or Shechita to be Metaher et Midei Nevela, or whether we say that the Mitzvah of Ves Behemta Lefi Charev is Mafkia the Shem Shechita because it's just considered a Stam Hariga and not a shechita. Now, the Maisa in our Gemara, we're looking for what to darshan from Lekach, Lamitahar Shtei Tzeparim Chayais Tahayreis. What's the Tahayreis coming? Lima'uti. And if Nacham Yitzchak says that it's coming Lima'uti, that you can't use the Tzeparim of the Irani Dachas. And the Gemara says, Lamai, if he means L'shiluach, Avad, you can't use Tzeparim Irani Dachas for the shiluach, for the tzipor that you're mishaleach, because the Torah wouldn't allow you to be shaleach letakala. So Elamai is going on the other tzipor of the mitzvah, the one that's shechted. So fragin the achreinim, what do you mean? the pasuk is coming to tell me that you can't use the tzipor ir nidachas for the mitzvah shchuta of the metzera. Of course you can't use it for the mitzvah shchuta, because you can't do a shchita. The Gemara Sanhedrin declares a shayla that maybe the shchita on anything from the ir nidachas is not a kashrut shchita. So obviously then you can't use it for the mitzvah shchuta of the tzipor ir metzera, because you can't do a shchita. So l'chayre, it would seem from here that what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says in our Gemara doesn't stim with Rav Chista's shayla, with the tzad that Rav Chista had in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now it's interesting, a number of Achrayim have a chap here, they all have the same chap, that Lamaisa, the Rambam, doesn't bring down Rav Chista's shayla. When you're learning the Gemara Sanhedrin, Rav Chista declares a shayla, whether this shchita is a kasha shchita l'tahar midein of vela, and the Gemara blibes by a teku. So l'chayra, you'd have to say that there's a suffix whether or not such an animal is considered an avela or not. And the Rambam never brings down that shayla. So a number of Achrayim ask why not. The Beis Halevi, in his Shuvas Chel Gimel, Sim Chavav Oiz Dalid, the Beis Halevi writes that you could answer up the Rambam based on the kash that we asked on our Gemara. We asked, how come Nachman Yitzchak says such a pshat by the Tzipori Metzera? I hate to steer it to what the Gemara said in Sanhedrin about the Shechita of Behemoth Neir Nedachas. Elamai, Rav Nachman Yitzchak over here, argues with Rav Chista over there. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak is Pshitalei, Rav Chista was Ibayalei. So the Rambam was Zaycha, the Ibaya of Rav Chista, because of the Pshitusir of Nachman Yitzchak, and that's why he didn't bring down this Shaila of Rav Chista. Now, the Dvar Avram, in the Tshuva that we've been talking about, Yud Beis Eis Gimel, he brings down the Beis HaLevi, Sher Basari HaGoyin, Yerav Yashar Beres HaSal, Basifer Beis HaLevi, they were cousins with each other. He brings down the Beis HaLevi, says this pshat in why the Rambam was mashmet the Yubaya of Rav Chista. And then he brings down, V'neskavim L'zeh Gam B'Sefer Minchas Chinuch, so that's two Achrayim that say this vart. And the Dvar Avram says, Aval Dover Rachiku V'yofet Rak L'Pilpula. The Dvar Avram says he's not satisfied with this pshat in the Rambam, in the two sugyas, to say that it's a steer between the two sugyas, and that's why the Rambam was mashmet that Gemara because of the pshatutza of our Gemara. He writes, it's yofet rak l'pilpula. Now he says this on a Beis HaLevi and a Menachas Chinuch. Aval Lamaisa, the same pshat in the Rambam was written also by Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his tshuva, Kuf Samach Hei, and also by the Chazon Ish, in the same piece that I was talking about before, it's in Reish Yudal, where he goes from Mezachas Chul and Al Seder Hadaf. He also, on this Gemara, he asks the Kasha, how come Nachman Yitzchak says such a pshat? I have to steer it to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kufir Beis. Elamah, he says, Nachman Yitzchak argues on Rav Chista in Sanhedrin, and that's why he says the Rambam doesn't bring down that Shaila of Rav Chista. So the Chazon Ish also obviously didn't hold that it's Yafa Rak L'Populi. He held that it's an Emes of pshat in the Rambam. Aber Lamaisa, the Dvar Avram was bothered. The Dvar Avram didn't want to accept that it's a steer between the two Gemaras, and that's why we talk about Deichel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He wants to be Miyashiv, our Gemara, that it should stim with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So look at the Dvar Avram, that if you take a look in Rashi, in the Rashi, Dibra Maschel El Beshchuta, it is on the words of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, after Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that the Tahiris is coming, La'afuki the Tzipayri Irani Dachas, that they can't be used for the Tzipayim Ritzera. And then the Gemara said, Ulamai, obviously doesn't mean for the Shiluach, because that's a Shlach L'Takala. So, Ella B'Shchuta. And Zakt Rashi, on that we're saying that you would have had a Havamin, if not for the word Tahirais, that you could use the Tzipayim Ritzera for the Shchuta of Lachamal. You would have had a Havamin that you could use the Tzipayim from an Irani Dachas for the din tzipor shchuta of the metzera, and then Zakt Rashi, the yachil l'serfa achar shchita. Rashi's saying, you're bothered. What do you mean you could use it for the shchuta of the metzera? But doesn't it have a mitzvah sreifa? Zakt Rashi, yeah, you could do that afterwards. The yachil l'serfa achar shchita. You could do both. Do the shchita now to satisfy the mitzvah of the metzera, and then afterwards you could do the sreifa to satisfy the mitzvah of the irani dachas. So the shash over here is a kasha. What do you mean sreifa the irani dachas?
There's two mitzvahs that the Torah says by the Irmi Dachas. It says, Kol shlola tikva yitzal rechay fa'ir v'sarafta. But then it says, V'ez behem t'lefi charev. That all the animals have a din of lefi charev. But pashtos, that's meant as opposed to, as an alternative to, the sreif. Although there are some achrayim that say not like that, there are some that say shtekel Torah, that really you're supposed to do both, one and then the other. But the Rishash Nemzon, the pashtos, and this is the pashtos of the Rambam also, that the pashtos is that there's two different dinim. Some of the regular shalal has a din of sreifa, but the behemoth have a din of lefi charev, of being killed with a sword. So why is Rashi over here talking about sreifa? Rashi says, after the shechita, you'll go and burn it. Zak the Rishash. Because Rashi held that the din of es behem to lefi charev is dafka behemoth, as opposed to oifos. And Zak the Rishash, and the Emma says the pashtos is like that. Because the Gemara of a Kama Daf Samach Daf Nun Hei goes to many places in the Torah where it mentions a behema, Gabe Nezikim, where it mentions a shar, Gabe Shvisas Behem Tayan Shabbos, and many other places, Gabe Shabbos Aveda, and for each one it needs a drasha to teach us that Hu Adin Behema Chayav Oif. But by Irani Yachas, where the Torah says Behema, and there is no drasha in the Gemara and Shabbos to teach us, in the Gemara of Akama rather, to teach us that Hu Adin called behema v'chayev oif, so the pashtos says that it's taka dafka behema. It is not like the Rambam. It says the Rambam in Perek Dalar of Luchas Avodah Zarah Halacha Vav, he taka writes that the din of the charev is kol nefesh chaya, v'hergin kol nefesh chaya asher ba. So that kol nefesh chaya is mashma any living thing, whether it's a behema, a chaya, or an oif. That's the mashma of the Rambam. But he says, but the Rambam is taka tzarech bir. The pashtos would be not like that. And our Rashi is mavur not like that. Our Rashi holds that this din is dafka on the sreif, this din of lefi charev is dafka behemoth and not oifos. Zok the Dvar Avraham, adkan the Rishash. The Rishash is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi argues with the Rambam and holds that the din of ves behemoth lefi charev is dafka behemoth and not chay. Zok the Dvar Avraham, lefi zeh is maturitz the kasha of the Beis Halevi, of the Mechatz Chinuch, of Rabbi Kivi Eger, of the Chazon Ish. They all were bothered. How could Nachum Yitzchak say that you could use, or you could have used, if not for the Pasuk of Tehillim, you could have had a Havimina that you would use a tzipor from an ear and a yachas for the shchuta of the Metzayra. I have just declared a shayla that the shchita of the behemoth ear and a yachas doesn't have a shame shchita. Teretz is, that's only for a behema. But we're talking about an oif. The mitzvah of Lefi Charev is not set on oifos. That's our Rashi. So that's how he says he's miyashiv the steer between the two gemaras. And now that's the pshat in Tosis is tzarachim. At the end of the Tosis, he says, in our gemara we see that if not for the word tahiris, you could have had a havimina that for the tzipar of the mitzera, the tzipar shchut of the mitzera, you could use a bird from an Aaron Adachas, but that's all for birds. Because by birds there's no din of licharech. But Sarachian Taisus says, but he could still clear a shayla, a behema of the Irani Yachas. Taisus is mafurish. His shayla is about a behema, meaning as opposed to an if. But Sarachian Taisus, behemas Irani Yachas, over there also, is that going to be kosher for a carbon? Over here we see that the tzipur of an Irani Yachas is kosher for tzipayu of a. But is a behema of Irani Yachas also kosher for a carbon? Or maybe not, because over there you have a din of a charev, which passes the shchita. It's mafkia, the shame shchita from the shchita. So that's the Dvar Avraham. That's another nice possibility. A second pshat, he says, in the Tzarechin of Taisus, a chutz from the pshat of the Marsha said, but in the Dvar Avraham alone, it's already the second pshat, one based on the Mechatz Chinuch, this second one based on the Rishash. But this one also, the Dvar Avraham says, he's still not Sufridin. Because Lamaisa, what Taisus calls a Tzarechin, as if Taisus was clearing a Shaila, is really just the Shaila of the Gemara Sanhedrin. Meaning, Taisus is saying, our Gemara is saying, is allowing it to be used for the tzipar because that's an oif. But by the Hema, maybe not. Why maybe not? Because of the suffix that Rav Chis declared in the Gemara Sanhedrin. So Taisus' Shaila is really the Gemara Shaila, and Taisus doesn't bring the Gemara. So the Dvar Avraham says, that pshat also he's not such a freedom with. Very bekitzer, I want to just add that the Dvar Avraham adds a third, he ends with a third possibility. That maybe what Taisus means is this, not a chilek between the behemah and the tzipar, but just that here the Gemara, it's mavur from our Gemara that one could have had a havamina
that a tzipor from an ear and a dachas could be used for tzipor and mitzera. Now that means al kerchach that it didn't have any psul for a carbon, because if it had had any psul for a carbon, we would have learned from the hekesh of tanad rabbi shmar, from the machshir to the mechaper, from the mechaper to the machshir rather, that it would be possible also for the tzipor and mitzera. So al kerchach, till the word tahiris in our gemara, there was no siba to pasal it for a carbon. But now it comes along our Gemara and says, okay, so we would have had a Havimina that it could be used for the Tzipayri in Mitzera, but then the Tzipayri writes Tahiris. V'lkachlim v'taher shtei Tzipayrim chayis Tahiris. That word Tahiris is coming to pasal the Tzipayri ir nidachas. So that's the Avram. The Mishnah Melech clears the Shaila. Perakim of Yisurim is Be'ech Halach Avav. When Tanit Rebbe Shmuel says that we could learn the mechaper, the machshir from the mechaper. What about for keret? Do we also learn the mechaper from the machshir? And do we make the hekesh backwards and say, oh, if something was pasled for tzipori mitzayu, it's also going to be pasled now for karbanos? Zaksa Avram, that's the suffix of Tosfos. Now that it's mavur from our Gemara that there was no siba to pasel it's behemoth and nidachas for a karban, and mainly it would have been kosher also for tzipori mitzayu. But then comes again the Torah and it says, Tzipor HaMechayis Tahayirais, to tell me that Tzipor HaMechayis is possible for the Tzipor of the Mitzera. Now Tzarech Iyun Zakhtai says, do we take the Hekesh back from the Tzipor HaMitzera to the carbon and say that it's also possible for a carbon? Or maybe not. Maybe the Hekesh doesn't go both directions, like the Mishnah Melech declare. And therefore Tzarech says, it's Tzarech Iyun Vavahemes Iyun HaDachas, Amar Vektish Vekriva, Imhu Carbon Kosher or not. So we have Sach HaKoyel four possibilities. The Marsha, who said that Tezis Safik is about Chusimach de Shiyure, which Rabbi Vager disagreed with. The Avram's explanation based on the lumdus of being Maktish Karbanais and the Shaila of whether the dim Bailis and the carbon is Hilchas carbon or only Al Sahakdasha. The Pshat based on the Rashash that his Diuk and Rashi that the din of the Picharev is only Shaykh by Behemoth and not by Tziparim. And the final pshat, based on the klar of the Mishnah Melech, whether the hekesh between the machshir and the mechaper goes only from the mechaper to the machshir, or also for keret from the machshir to the mechaper. Let's go on now to the Gemara on Amud Beis, which returns already to the sugya of Shiluach HaKein. 8 lines from the top it says, "Boi Reb Yirmiyah Matlis Mahu Shatachot Kanafayim Mahu Sheyachutzu Beitzim Meizireis Mahu." And then the fourth Shaila on Rabbi Yirmiyah's series of Shailas, Shnei Sidurei Veitzim Zay Al Gav Zoy Mahu, this fourth Shaila is a big diun, Arichos and the Rishayim and Achrayim to try to figure out what he means. And mitoich, the discussions about this Shaila, we get involved back into the Shaila that we talked about in the Shira and Daf Kof Lamed Ches, and again in the Shira and Daf Kof Lamed Tes, what we called the Chavis Yoyer's Shaila. Whether the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis, that also becomes negaya to the pshatim and the rishenim here on this shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because he wants to know what's the halacha by shnei sidrei veitzim, and Rashi explains that what he means to ask are the alyoinim achatzitza between the aim and the techtoinim. For the chayr, it's very shver. The shlama, if you say, let's say, the knafayim or the matlis, or the Beitzim Moizreis, or a chatzitza between the Aim and the Banim, so then you don't have a Kansipur over here. You don't have an Aim Revetzah Salah Afreichem Ayala Beitzim. But over here we have Shnei Sidrei Beitzim, so what does it help to say that the Al-Yainim are a chatzitza between the Aim and the Tachtainim? Abba Lamait said you have the Aim and the Al-Yainim. The Aim and the Al-Yainim themselves comprise a full-fledged Kansipur. So Avadah the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKein over here. So Tosfos says that the Gemara Shaila is, Pirush, I have a chatzitza v'yochel likach ha-Tachtainim koidim Shiluach. The shaila is about whether you're allowed to take the tachtoinim. Avada, there's no shaila that you have a kansipar over here. Between the aim with the alyanim comprise a full-fledged kansipar. But what about the tachtoinim? Do we say the tachtoinim are also part of that kansipar? Or do we say that no, the tachtoinim are separate because the aim is not directly upon the tachtoinim, and therefore you're allowed to take the tachtoinim without getting involved in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Because the Tachtonim are outside of the Kansipar. That's Tosfos' pshat. And the Chavis Yoyer says that if you learn that pshat in the Gemara, then the Gemara would be a raya against his Chiddush. He had said a Chiddush, you'll remember, based on the Gemara, Kof Lamed Tes, Yachad, Baharim, and based also on a Zayah.
If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, so then it doesn't arise out of your ratzayin, out of your machshava. So what does it help that his machshava is only to take the tachtonim? But there's still a mitzvah shiluach hakein, al tzvi al yainim. If every time that you walk down the street and you see a kansipar, you're chayav in the mitzvah shiluach hakein, so over here you're walking down the street and you have the aim, you have the al yainim, that's a kansipar, avad yichayav in the mitzvah shiluach. What does it help that he only wants to take the tachtonim? So from Tosis it's pshat, it's mavur zek the chavisyar that he learned that it's the person's ratzayin for the eggs that's goyrim the mitzvah of shiluach hakein, and the name of the Gemara clears over here a ratzayin for the beitim tachtonim is that or isn't that goyrim mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Now what about Rashi? Rashi says something which lechayri at first glance sounds similar to Tosfos. Rashi also says, if he's only interested in taking the tachtonim, then we want to know whether the emtsoyim are achatzitzes. So one could have learned l'chayra that Rashi is also learning like Tosfos. But the Chavis Yair is ma'oirer that in the Rishonim it's mavur that they did not understand Rashi that way. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Ran, they all ask a kasha on Rashi. They ask from the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Aleph. Over there it says, ha'oimer ha'reinu yitil ha'aim u'mishalech ha'abonim Chayav. They ask on Rashi, what does it help that his kavan is only for the tachtonim? Even if his kavan will be not for the elyonim and not for the tachtonim, even if he wasn't interested in any beitim, there would still be a mitzvah shiluach hakein. So how could you declare a shayla that maybe there's no mitzvah shiluach hakein because his kavan is only for the tachtonim? But there's mitzvah shiluach hakein even if he doesn't have kavan for anything. That's the kasha that all the rishonim ask on Rashi, and therefore they say that the Gemara Shaila is about Shnei Sidrei Beitzim where the upper Seder is Beitzim of an Oif Tamei or Beitzim of an Einan Minan, according to that sound of the Shaila later on, that Yain El Gabi Tassel would be part of Shiluach HaKein. They learn that the Seder HaEl Yain is something which is part of the midst of Shiluach HaKein, and it's just like the previous Shailas. It's Kenafayim, Amatlis, Beitzim Moizreis. So too, Shnei Sidrei Beitzim, where the upper level is, let's say, Beitzei Oif Tamei. And it's all the same shayla as the previous one. Something which is not shaykh to a mitzvah shiluach hakein is that chitzis between the aim and the beitzim. But avada, that's not like Rashi. Rashi said that there's an imtum tzolaima over here. That even if in the first three shaylas you're potter because there's a foreign element which is not shaykh to shiluach hakein in between the aim and the beitzim. But over here shnei sedri beitzim, so all you have is another sedri of beitzim being chaytzeit. And even so, there's a shayla that maybe you can make a chatzitza. But that Rishonim Tanya is very shver. How could you clarify about that making a chatzitza? Dalmi hacha the tachtoinim, dalmi hacha his ratzain, his chayav in the mitzvah shiluach hakein, al tzvi al yoinim. So the Shach answers, in Simon Reish Tzadivei Sifkot and Yudalid, that he doesn't know why they thought that Rashi is learning that he's trying to take away the aim. Maybe Anachanami, if you were trying to take away the aim, then you would have the Mishnah on Kufam Aleph that says that there's a mitzvah shiluach hakein, even if you're not interested in the banim. But over here, all he wants is the banim. All he wants is the banim tachtonim. In other words, the Shach says that Rashi means exactly the same as Tosfos, that all he wants is the tachtonim, and the Gemara is clearing a shayla. Could he get that without sending anything away? Could we say that that is outside of the cane, because the Elyonim Achayt is between the Tachtonim and the Aim? But the Chaviz Yair says that, first of all, even if the Shach would be a good Pshat in Rashi, but it's Mavur that the Rishonim didn't learn that way in Rashi. The Ramban, Visayasai, all these Rishonim, they didn't learn that way in Rashi. Furthermore, Zok the Chaviz Yair, he's medactic the Lashon of Rashi, the Diyik is maybe a questionable Diyik, but he says from the Lashon of Im Niskavin rather than Im Mutter, or Irishai, it's not mashma. He says it's not mashma the pshat that the Shach says in Rashi. But also he says his main taina is that according to this pshat, Tosfos's pshat, what the Shach believes is Rashi's pshat, if the Gemara's whole shayla is about whether or not it's mutter to take away the tachtonim, then the shayla is b'chal not shayach to the chiyuv malkus, to the loisasa. The loisasa kuli amali pliga, the loisasa is only for taking the aim. If a person just takes banim out of a kansipar, then he's over on an asay. That's the Gemara makes a drush on Kuf Mem Aleph that shalech the shalach zahim v'hodar or v'acharkach v'sabanim tikach loch. So if a person goes and does v'sabanim tikach loch without shalech the shalach zahim, he's being mevatel that asay. But that's only a bit of asay. There's a leisah that there's a chi of malchus in the parish of shiluach hakein. But the Chiyuv Malkus is only for taking the aim. But Pashas Reb Yirmi is clearing Shailas about whether these cases are Shaykh to the whole parish of Shiluch HaKein, Al Kapanim to the Iker of the parish of Shiluch HaKein, which is about the Malkus. So therefore they wanted to learn with Das Rashi that we're talking about where a person wants to take the aim, so it's Negei to the Deen of Malkus. Now I would add, the Chavisir also alludes to this. There's a very stark Diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down all of the Shailas of Reb Yirmi, and he says on all of them that since it's a Bayi Dolay of Shita, the Rambam is mavur that Rabbi Yirmiyah's shailas, all of them, including this shailas of Shnei Sidrei Beitzim, is negei to Malkus. According to Tosfos's pshat, and what the Shach claimed was also Rashi's pshat, the shailas is not negei to Malkus at all. Taking the banim, whether they are part of the Kain HaMeila, there's an Isser Asay, or whether they're not part of the Kain HaMeila, it's mutter, but either way, there's no Malkus in taking the banim. So from the Rambam, it's mavur that he learned that there's a shaila over here about taking the aim, like the Ramban Visayasai had understood Bidas Rashi. The Shach wanted to say that in Rashi it's not Mukh that he learned that way, the Chavis Yor is Medayik in Rashi, that it does sound like he learned that way, but Al Kapanim, the Pashas of the Gemara, the Chavis Yor Tainid, is that the shaila is Negei to Malkus, and in the Rambam Lachair it's Mavur, the shaila is Negei to Malkus. So whether or not it's exactly the Pshat in Rashi, but Al Kapanim Bidas Rambam, it's Hadju Kushilo Dechtei. What could Taka be the pshat that because there's a different seder of Beitzim being chaitzis between the aim and the banim, and the niyach, like Rashi says, that he's only interested in the banim, how could that possibly be matir or take off the isser leisasa on taking the aim? Lemaisa, the aim is revetzis on the al yainim, so you have a full fledged mitzvah of shiluach hakein. Now, before going on to Rimiyashi of Rashi, it's important to be ma'ir that from these rishainim, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, that bring the Mishnah on Daf Kuf from Aleph, and they say that even if he's not interested in Leib Al Yainim, Leib Tachtoinim, but there's still a mitzvah Shiluach HaKein, that doesn't mean that they're learning that the Chavis Yair is Chiddush, that the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein is a mitzvah Chiyuvis. And in fact, the Chavis Yair, when he goes to the Rishenu and Arsuki, he does not claim that he has arrived from these Rishenu to his Chiddush. In fact, Farkert, he only says that from Taisis it's Mavur, not like his Chiddush. But he says, but the other Rishenim didn't learn like Taisus, including, he claims, even Rashi, which, like we said, the Shach disagrees with. But Al Kapanim, he's only saying that from our Sugya, there may or may not be a riot against his Yisayt, but there's no riot to his Yisayt. But why not? If they're coming and saying that, I see from the Mishnah Kufam Aleph, that even if he's not interested, there's still a mitzvah Shiluach HaKein. So how could Rashi say that his Rasin should make a difference? So doesn't that mean that they're saying that the mitzvah is mutal alav, even if he's not interested in anything from the Kain? The answer is no. The Chazon Ish points this out. The Chazon Ish I mentioned in Simon Kufayin Hey, he speaks out that he doesn't agree with the Chiddush of the Chavis Yair. He holds that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is only a matir. And he says, and don't bring any raya from the Rishenu where we hear the Tanya on Rashi that even without his Kavana there'd still be a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, because they're talking about the Leisasa. And in that Avada they write, that you see Mefurish in the Mishnah on Kufam Aleph, that the Leisasa is still present even if you're not interested in anything from the Kain. The Leisasa that says, Leisika Chaim, you're not allowed to take the mother bird, that's Avada true even if you're not interested in taking anything else from the Kain. And the Rishonim wanted to learn that the Shaila of the Gemara is about the Leisasa, so therefore they said to Rashi, what does it help that he has no Kavanah to take the Beitim El Yainim? He's still Chaim in the Mitzvah anyway, without any coming to take any Beitim, but it means the Mitzvah is Leisasa, meaning that there would be an Avera now to take the aim. But is it okay for him to just walk by and take nothing? Dr. Chazainish, that Avada, these Rishonim are not denying. They're not saying to Rashi that it can't be that you're allowed to walk by and take nothing. They're just saying to Rashi that that's not what the Gemara is about. The Gemara is about the Leisasa, meaning, are you allowed to take the aim? And on that they ask their Kasha, how could it be that you're allowed to take the aim just because the Elyonim Achaitzeit is between the aim and the Beitim that he wants? Even if you wouldn't want any Beitzim, you wouldn't be allowed to take the aim, because the Mishnah says there's an issur to take the aim even without taking the Beitzim. So there's no raya from the Mishnah and our Sugya that the Mishnah should be considered a Mitzvah Chiyuvitz. But what could Taka be the Pshat now? In the Shitas HaRambam, which perhaps is also Rashi, the Chavis Yair wants to learn, is also the Pshat in Rashi. The Chavis Yair says its own Pshat, which the Devar Avraham says is very shver. We're not going to speak out. But how could you learn Pshat in these Rishonim that there's a tzad that because the Elyonim are chaitzeitz, and he's not interested in the Elyonim, he's only interested in the Tachtainim, and the Elyonim are chaitzeitz between the aim and the Tachtainim, that should somehow be matir for him to take even the aim. But the aim are revetzes on the algeinim. What's the pshat in such a tzad? So the Avram, in the tshuva that we mentioned earlier, not in this year, but in the previous year, in Chelek Beisim and Ches, where he talks by Riches about this diyun of Shulach HaKem Mitzvah Chiyuvis or Mitzvah Chiyuvis, so he brings in, even though ultimately this is not his final pshat either, but he brings in, when it gets to being Miyashiv, this Gemara, a shayla that's discussed by the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Pei Gimel says a chiddush. It says in the Torah, Lesika Chaim Al Habanim. Al Habanim. The Chacham Tzvi learns that that means, that word Al really means Im. And the Averis HaLeisase is Dafka for taking both of them together. When you take an Im Al Habanim, meaning you take the mother and the children together, that's the Averis HaLeisase. But to take just one, just the mother, that's only a bitul asay. Just like taking the banim by themselves is only a bitul asay, so too taking the mother is only a bitul asay. The averis haleisas is only when you take the both of them together. And the Minchas Chinuch argues, and the Minchas Chinuch Tavkuf Memhei, and in Yisrael Shem, in the following shir, we're going to talk about this. Machlek is more about Riches, because the sugyas that it's negated to are really more the sugyas on Kuf Mem Aleph. But at Kopanim, we have this Machlekes. Whether the Averis HaLeisase is dafka for taking both together, or whether you're over on the Leisase just for taking the aim. Zok the Dvar Avram. If you learn like the Chacham Tzvi, then you have a simple pshat in our Gemara. He's coming to take the aim and the Tachtoinim. Rabbi Yirmi wants to know whether you have the Leisase of Leisika Chaim Alabanim in a case of Shnei Sidre Beitzim. Zok Rashi, Im Niskav, Lutilas HaTachtoinim. Because there is a leisas daf when you take the aim with the banim that she's being revetzes upon. So the shayla is over here, is she being revetzes upon the tachtainim? Avadah, she's a revetzes on something. Avadah, she's an aim in the parsha. But you're only over the leisas if you take the aim and the banim. So on that, Rabbi Yirmiyahu wants to know, if you take the aim and the banim at tachtainim, is that called an aim ala banim, or do we say no, they'll yeinim rachaitzeitz? And a chanami according to the Menchus Chinuch, that you're over on the lace acid just for taking the aim alone, taking an aim from her kan sipar, isn't over the lace acid, then there can't be a tzad that because his kavon is for the tachtoinim more than the alyanim, then somehow that should take off the lace acid. But if you remember like the Chacham Tzvi, then there's a good makim for this tzad that the alyanim should be a chatzitza and take off the shame im al habonim from this pair of the mother with the beitzim atachtoinim, and maybe from the Rambam al kopanim, and maybe also Rashi, there's a strong siyua lachayra to this chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. I want to add one more very gishmaka ha'ar when I get to the next Gemara. Boy Reb Zera Yena al Gabi Yena al Beitzei Tussel Tussel al Beitzei Yena. It's bevur from the Gemara that you could have a mitzvah shiluach hakein even when an aim, when a bird is revetzes on somebody else's eggs. The Gemara only clears shailas about when it's a different min. But if one yayna is on the beitzim of another yayna, that's pasha that there'd be a mitzvah shiluach hakein. If a yayna is on the eggs of a different min, then it's a shaila. If it would be a min that's darkei b'kach, like a kairia, then again we would say, yes, it's pasha that there's a mitzvah shiluach hakein. When it's ein derker b'kach like a yoyna and a tussle, so then you have a b'zeirus shayla, which is a b'yid alay of shita. But al kaponim, this is pashut, that if it be one yoyna on the beitzim of another yoyna, there'd be a mitzvah shiluach hakein. Fektim in chetzchenech and tavkuf memhei, a very simple shayla. If you open the chumash, the pasuk when it's telling the mitzvah shiluach hakein, it uses the word aim. Ha'aim revetzes, has to be a mother. How do you call this a mother? If one yoyna laid the eggs and another yoyna is sitting on those eggs, is that called a mother? So zakt the Minchas Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, the Torah gives two cases. Ha'im revetzes al ha'efroichim oi al habeitzim. Now lemaitzi, if you medayik in the words of Reb Zera, by Reb Zera yoyna al beitzei tassel, tassel al beitzei yoyna, Reb Zera clears his shayla dafka legabe beitzim, and also in the part of the Mishnah that talked about such shailas tamei revetz al beitzei oif tahar, again it mentioned dafka the beitzim. In the following Mishnah, the Mishnah later on this amud, it talks about beitzim and afreichim. But when the Mishnah or the Gemara talk about these shailas of one bird in somebody else's nest, it only talks about the beitzim. Zokt mechitzchinach, you know, halei davarhu. The pshat is because if these would be afreichim, then it's pasha that there's no mitzvah shiluach hakein, because then that's not a mother. If the chicks are already hatched, and now there's another bird that's taking care of them, That's called a babysitter. That's not called a mother. And the Torah says, aim. Avada they wouldn't be mitzvah shenu hachakein. But we're talking over here about the beitzim, meaning the eggs were laid, but they still have to be developed. And how does the chick develop inside the egg? It needs a mother bird to sit over those eggs, to incubate the eggs, so that the chick could develop inside the egg. So that could already be called the role of a mother. That could satisfy the Torah's lashon of aim. Maybe we just have a shayla, but what about if it's a different min? What about if it's talik is darker b'kach or in darker b'kach v'chulu? This sugya could be a fascinating makar legabe one of the shaylas that the poskim dan on in the sugya of surrogate motherhood. That nowadays with technology, it's shayach to take an egg from the guf of one isha, a fertilized egg from the guf of one isha. An isha who is not able to develop that egg into a baby, but put it into the womb of a different isha who is mochshar lakach, and then it can develop into a baby. And there's all sorts of shaylas of pashteitzach that are involved in the process. But among the shaylas that the place can discuss is shaylas of yichus, who's considered the mother. The guf that the baby ends up being born from, it's not really biologically descended from that guf because it doesn't come from an egg that was produced in that guf. Is that called a mother or not? And there's really no precedent for this. So Poskim bring queries from Agaritas, like the discussion where it talks about how Leah was mispal when she became Muberis with another son, and she was mispal that she shouldn't have that son. So if that was transplanted then to Rachel, and she instead gave birth to Dina, so maybe we could see from statements that Rishayim and Balei Tosfos on Chumash make Lagabi that story, we could be medayik things Lagabi whether a surrogate mother is considered a real mother. And Poskim also come on to discussions about Geirus, because Gerushin is Gaia Kakot and Shanela Dami. So if you have a case of Harasa Shalai B'Kedushav, Leidasa B'Kedushav, maybe that's also Doime, again, not in a literal way, but Al Kapadim, maybe you can make a Dimion like this. But to find actual Mokeres about an egg that comes from one guf and then is developed in a different guf, a vad you can't find because there was never such a thing in human beings, because human beings reproduce viviparously, meaning that the egg is developed inside the guf of the mother. But among birds, it's not at all hard to find such a case, because since birds reproduce oviparously, meaning that the mother just lays the egg, and then the development takes place outside of the guf, so then you don't need any high technology to imagine a different mother incubating the egg of that comes from one mother, and then, that's guf what we're saying in our Gemara. That if one mother lays the egg, so really the biological connection is to the first mother, but then she left, and now that egg needs to be incubated, which is really the role of the womb, that egg needs to be incubated, and there's a second mother that sits upon the nest and incubates that egg, so we consider that second mother to be an aim. If we could say there's a mitzvah shiluach hakein, even though the Torah uses the word ha'im revetzah, so the Mechitz Chinuch is saying, al-karach, that means that we consider that second mother to be an aim. So maybe then this could be negated to that shayla, and would be paishet le'inyin shaylas such as kurva, shaylas such as yichus, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish, that second mother, al kaponim, also the second mother, the surrogate mother, would be considered a mother. Again, banu rak la'irer, that l'chayir from this sugya there'd be a makar for such an idea.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shirim on any daf in shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.